It is 8 o'clock sharp, and you've got it on KHUM, Cutting, Eureka Arcata, and Blue Lake, of course, and streaming on the web at khum.com. And Redwood Curtain Theater is on the air with Zounds X.
Well, Z is for the zany things we do.
Oh, is for the other things we do.
Bump, bump, U is for you, our guests.
And NDS is for the rest. Zounds was made for radio. Zounds is all that we can give. You know,
Zounds is more than just a bad sketch show.
Zounds is our bread and butter. This better be good or we'll hear you mutter.
Zounds was made for radio.
Good evening and welcome to Redwood Curtain's 10th annual live radio show extravaganza, Zounds X, A Decade of Decadence. Featuring the overacting talents of your favorite Redwood Curtain actors and in-studio guests, we are live and on the air through the generosity of KHUM, radio without the rules. And if you're listening to us over the internet, the stream guys make that possible. Our live studio audience is happily digesting an amazing meal brought to us by the chefs, servers, and bartenders here at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel's Sapphire Palace. Additionally, tonight's show is generously underwritten by
Plaza Professionals,
Paula Cafe,
Visade Mortgage Company,
Brandt Electric,
Health Sport,
Coast Central Credit Union,
Ollie, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute,
Beth Wayne, Remax Humboldt Realty,
Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs,
Kinetic Coffee,
Brick and Fire Bistro,
The Vision Center,
Mickey Moves Real Estate,
A to Z Eye Care,
Morse Media,
Sequoia Park Zoo,
Humboldt Creations,
and Pearson's Building Center.
Well, Z is for the zany things we do.
O is for the other things we do.
Well, U is for you, our guests,
and NDS is for the rest.
Well,
Zounds was made for radio.
One more time.
Oh, Zounds was made for radio.
Bring it home.
Oh, Zounds was made for radio.
And now Act One, brought to you by Plaza Professionals.
As a professional myself, longtime listeners will know that I've been professing the points of professional property management for perhaps the last 10 years. But now Ted's retired. What am I to do with my professional pontifications? Presumably, professionals persist. And as I purposefully pursued said people, I perceived that the plaza might prove profitable. And the proof was in the pudding. Plaza. Plaza professionals are the professionals that I can depend on to professionally manage my taxes and accounting needs. James, Jessica, Julie, David, Pamela, Glenn, and Ben are the professionals who will purposely peruse your profits and perhaps provide professional portfolio points. Professionally, of course. Plaza professionals in Arcata on the plaza.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are familiar with Zounds know that we always try to throw in some special topical political humor. But that just has not been easy this year.
Because we just can't keep up.
Right, what's today's damage report?
And Saturday Night Live keeps beating us to the jokes.
And we couldn't get Alec Baldwin to come.
And most importantly,
It's not funny.
Except grizzly bears. Grizzly bears are funny.
Not when they're in a classroom with a loaded gun, Charlie, because I heard that happens a lot.
Well, I mean, we've got to have something political, don't we? I mean, how about some alternative facts?
Well, I wrote a little something, but Peggy said it wasn't silly enough.
So I rewrote it. A little.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just added some silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scratch Game. Let me start by introducing our celebrities. I mean cabinet members. First up, Vice President Spiked Fence.
Thank you. I'm just counting the days until impeachment.
And nominee for Secretary of the Environment, Mr. Oil Spillerson.
Great to be here. I hope y'all brought your own water.
Oil's well that ends well. Next, nominee for Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Goldman, sock it to you.
Sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me.
Nice. Nice. Mr. Goldman.
Yep.
What's your goal for this administration?
Well, thank you. I'm going to make sure the economy is strong for my cronies and maybe some other people. And I'm not going to let pesky morals get in my way.
And nominee for the Secretary of Social Services, Sir Creationist Arson. What are your favorite social services, Mr. Arson?
Facebook and Snapchat.
Great! Did you know that polls show that the majority of Americans currently favor homelessness?
What polls?
Oh, who knows? Whatever. And last but not least, everyone's favorite bear hunter, education specialist, Miss Carmen Kors.
I am going to ban all public education in all 53 states.
Very good. You've obviously done your math homework.
Oh, yeah.
Is everyone ready to play?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, now let's match your scratch. Fill in the blank with the craziest answer to win this round. Ready?
Ready.
Dumb Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
Dumb Dora is so dumb, she thinks the president is going to drain the blank. Players, your answers. First up, Mr. Fence.
Drain the blood from his enemies.
You've got that right.
Good.
Mr. Spillerson.
Drain the world's oil fields, of course.
You know it, Mr. Spill. We all know climate change is an alien hoax. And to you, Mr. Creationist Arson.
Drain the money out of social service programs.
Ho, 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 ho! You're on fire, Mr. Arson. And now, on to you, Goldman. Yeah. Drain the blank.
Drain the bank accounts of the most vulnerable Americans.
Correct! And now, Ms. Carmen Kors, your answer.
Drain our educational system of all logical thought.
Ms. Carmen Kors, the future is in your hands.
Beep, 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 beep. We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin direct from the White House.
Hello, this is Shirley Ann Donway, letting everyone know that the world is safe because our president has changed the nuclear launch codes.
What's the new code?
1984.
Beep, 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 beep.
And we're out of time today. Thanks for playing the Scratch Game.
Hey, Ron, are you squinting to read your lines?
Yeah, I need a new prescription, Julie. Where do you go for your glasses?
A to Z Eye Care, of course. They're just too good to be true. They'll make your eyes good as new. With all the latest in styles, the selection goes on for miles. Or if it's contacts you seek, come on in and take a peek. They're just too good to be true. They'll make your eyes good as new.
A to Z Eye Care, located at 851 Bayside Drive in Arcata. They only have eyes for you.
Hey,
Clint, it's the 10th anniversary of Zounds, isn't it?
Yep.
Huh. Well, since this is only my third year, I was wondering what you made fun of back then.
Oh, geez, I don't remember.
Well, I remember. I mean, Bulgaria and Romania joined the European Union. I wonder if they're having regrets now.
Yeah. These days, they might just go Bulgexit or Romanexit.
That's just silly, Charlie.
Exit Omania.
In 2007, a woman was finally elected Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
And some new kid on the block named Barack Obama announced his candidacy for president.
Oh, yeah. That makes me nostalgic for the 2008 presidential race, too.
Yeah, me too. Sarah Palin's looking pretty good now, isn't she?
Yeah, and so is John McCain. I mean, what was Trump up to back in those days?
He was all over the news saying everything that comes out of Washington is lies, all lies. Guess some things haven't changed much.
Well, that's for sure. The price of gas 10 years ago was $3.38 a gallon.
But one of the greatest things to come out of 2007 was the iPhone.
If only my teenage son would actually look up from his phone once in a while.
Now, 10 years ago, the final Harry Potter book was published.
Oh, what else happened in England?
Terry, what? It's Great Britain or the United Kingdom. My Scottish partner's in the audience.
Oh, well, if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
What about music? Was Beyoncé popular back then?
Well, absolutely. And so was Pink and Kelly Clarkson and Fergie and... What?
Sarah. Her album, Little Voice, was number one on iTunes. I'm not gonna write you a love song.
Whoops.
And movies. I remember watching Shrek 3, Harry Potter 5, Pirates of the Caribbean 3, and
lots of sequels, yes, for sure. Yeah. But there were some original ideas. In 2007, the House passed the Matthew Shepard Act.
Now that's good. Mm-hmm. And Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work on climate change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, was that before or after he invented the internet?
Now, can any of you guess who was Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2007?
Tiger Woods? Yeah, he won his 13th major that year.
Martin Scorsese? His film The Departed won Best Picture.
Barry Bonds, the steroid scandal?
Gordon Brown, he was elected Prime Minister of Great Britain, and he was Scottish.
Crap!
Was it Sarah? I mean, her album hit number one in iTunes.
Oh, hush. No, it was Vladimir Putin.
Oh. Oh. What year is this?
Wah, wah.
Gosh, Ron, I am so excited.
About what, Bon?
Humboldt Creations. Nancy is having her jewelry on display in the Redwood Curtain Lobby in February and March. You know how much I love her jewelry.
Yeah, oh, that's great, Bon.
I just adore her beautiful wire-wrapped gems.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary pendants. One would look so good with that green blouse you like.
Uh-huh.
All sparkly and luminescent.
Uh-huh.
Ron.
What, Bon?
I want one.
Oh, okay, sure. Then you should talk to Nancy at Humboldt Creations.
Oh, God, 13 years.
Clint, is it time for my musical?
What musical? Peggy, that's not in the script.
I know, I wrote it this morning. I think we can squeeze it in.
What is it?
Well, you know, Hamilton has been such a big hit on Broadway. I wrote a musical about another great historical president. It's called Fillmore.
Millard Fillmore?
Uh-huh.
Peggy, no. Maybe next year. And now, please welcome to the stage tonight's chanteuse, Jenner Cohoon.
Thank you. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, the moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou giveth fever. When we kisseth, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, a fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith in Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, now don't you dare. He give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, so Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever. When you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Thank you, Jenner. And now, in honor of Zounds X,
a tale of excitement.
A tale of exasperation.
A tale of extraordinarily excruciating exposition.
Wherein X marks the spot. We present
The Pirate's Booty.
Setting the scene. Picture, if you will.
I will.
Oh, me too.
Shh. One boat, two hulls, three masts, four sails, five barrels of rum.
Oh, wait, that's not enough rum.
Sailing across the six rivers, towards the seven seas, eight sirens singing. Nine bouts of scurvy. It's 10 pirates on a mission to find the treasure. Let's bring the pirates aboard the ship. Pirate One, what's your name?
Captain Blood.
Captain, eh? Not a pirate? Okay. Good to have you. Pirate Two, what's your name?
I'm Captain Blowhard, because I blow hard.
Got it.
I'll put the wind in your sails.
Okay, got it. Another captain. All right. Well, at least you have a usable skill, Blowhard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome aboard. Who's Pirate 3?
Oh, yeah. Good day. Why, I'm Captain Kangaroo. And I go down under. No, I mean, I'm from down under. You know, where the kangaroos live.
Is that a pouch?
Well, yeah, indeed. For it's when I find the treasure.
Ah, well, we could use that, I suppose. And you three must be captains.
I am Captain Kirk.
I'm Captain Picard.
I'm Captain Janeway.
Wrong ship, seriously.
Oh. It's not the Enterprise?
It's not the Voyager.
No. I know.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Sorry, let's go. Okay.
And who might you be?
I'm Belle from the South. A Southern Belle.
Are you a captain?
Oh, no. But I'm looking for one. Or several.
All right, you can stay.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get my hands on her doubloons.
And see her walk my plank.
Hey. Stop it now. You're being crude and insensitive.
It's just a little locker room talk.
Yeah, a little Davy Jones locker talk.
Oh, reporting for duty, sir. I'm the floor show. Name's Captain Antoniel. Love will keep us together.
Fine. You're on tonight at 8. Fine. And our last mate.
Name's Peg. Peg Leg. This here's my peg. And this here's my leg. No, wait. That's my peg and that's my leg. I was in the Irish Navy on a big ship, and there was a cannon, and I tried to ride it. Took my leg right off.
All right. Now listen, you may all be captains out there, but on board this ship, you're pirates. Got it? All right. This here's the good ship Lollipop, and if you don't like it, you can suck it. Now, all hands on decadence. Raise the anchor. Sound the bells. Hoist the sails!
Hoist!
Let's get on the ocean!
Captain, this is a rough crossing!
Matey, I'm not feeling so well!
Stay the course, mates! Steady yourselves! Just gaze out on the open ocean, over the horizon! Captain Blowhard, up in the crow's nest, what do you see?
Starboard, a school of dolphins, Captain.
What else?
On the port side, a pod of whales.
Welcome, mateys. Safe journeys.
Any land?
Not yet, Captain, but I see a flock of seagulls.
And I ran so far away.
No. No, not that flock of seagulls. The other kind.
Mine.
Do you see anything else?
Not yet, Captain.
How about we pass the time with a sea shanty?
Any suggestions?
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
No, that will get stuck in our heads like that Small World song.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
I've got one. Come all ye young fellas that follows the sea. Way, hey, blow the man down. Now please pay attention and listen to me. Give me some time to blow the man down. I'm a deep water sailor, just come from Fortuna. Way, hey, blow the man down. You give me some whiskey, I'll sing you a tuna. Give me some time to blow the man down.
I was hoping to score with a handsome young captain.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
tonight. In his arms I'll be wrapped in.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
I'm from Australia where it's topsy-turvy.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
10 seconds more and I'll probably have scurvy.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
I am the floor show, my talent is singing.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
But give me two captains and I might be swinging.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
A pirate I'm not, I'm a bit of a fibber.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
Last week I marched, I'm a big woman's libber.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
Pirates are worthless except for their rowing.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
And I'll tell you one thing, no man I'll be blowing.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
This ship has no pirates, but captains aplenty.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
And all of the food here is somewhat al dente.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
This stanza's the last of this shanty rendition.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
'Cause on the horizon's a quick intermission.
To give us some time to blow the man down.
Give us some, give us some, give us some, give us some, give us some,
give us some time to blow the man down.
Land ho!
Alrighty. The end of Act 1 of Zounds 10, coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. We will return to Act 2 right here on KHUM right after these quick words. It is 8:30 and we are coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. It is Redwood Curtain Radio Theater's 10th anniversary of Zounds. Zounds X. Take it away, guys.
You can see amazing plays that turn a phrase in to a two-hour show. You can watch a hero dealing with a zero, perhaps someone you might know. If you start paying up,
nothing's gonna touch you the way that plays do from the moment they begin. Two or three plot twists with an intermission before we reach the end. But I wonder what would happen if you
watch what you wanna watch. So get your checkbooks out. Honestly, we wanna keep doing plays, shows that you wanna see. So make our bank account stout. Honestly, we wanna keep doing plays.
I just wanna hear it. I just wanna hear it. I just wanna hear it.
Down by the enemy, lights and sound that all fail, making us all wail, bowed down to expenses. A show's run with funds it can stay.
Maybe there's a way we can keep blazing the song. Maybe we can all keep the bright spotlight on. Show me how great this place.
Watch what you wanna watch, so get your checkbooks out. Honestly, we wanna keep making plays, shows that you wanna see, so make our bank account stout. Honestly, we wanna keep making plays.
Oh, and since your historical donations have done us all such good, I hope you knew it would. Let your wallets be anything but empty. Why don't you buy a light booth?
Pay what you wanna pay and let the action jump out.
Honestly, we really wanna do plays. Friends you wanna take. It's such a great night out. Honestly, we really wanna do plays.
I just wanna hear it. I just wanna hear it. I just wanna hear it.
Clint, there's another musical I wrote in the shower the other day while I was washing my hair. I was thinking about the musical Hairspray.
Okay.
I wrote a musical all about shaving cream. You can't stop the hair.
Peggy, really, we can't squeeze anything in new right now.
But it's really short.
No.
And now, in a twist on everyone's favorite game, Password, contestants try to get their partners to guess the actual words or phrase by giving the politically correct word or phrase as the clue. The teams are Bonnie and Terry versus Peggy and Julie.
Yeah.
We'll start with Bonnie and Terry. Bonnie, you'll start.
Okay. Terminally inconvenienced. Corpse.
Very good. Peggy?
Okay. Vertically challenged.
Really? You give the midget in the cast that one?
Short, of course.
Oh, you're a good sport, Julie. Terry, your turn.
Okay. Involuntarily leisured. Unemployed.
All right, Julie, it's your turn.
Okay, Peggy, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follically challenged.
Oh, that's tough. Bald.
All right. Hey, that was a little hairy. Okay. Score is tied, and this is the last round. Bonnie?
Okay, Terry. Okay. You've got this.
Okay.
Liquidly exuberant.
What?
Thirsty?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Peggy, so you're looking for the same answer, but you must use a different politically correct clue.
Okay, Julie. Okay. Lit like a Christmas tree.
What? Great. I can't believe Terry didn't get that.
I know. Okay.
I can't believe it.
And our winners are Peggy and Julie. Thanks for tuning in to Politically Correct Password.
Yes.
Oh, Peggy, you look so sad.
I am sad, Ron. Charmian Carr died a few months ago.
Oh, yeah. God, that is sad. Who's Charmian Carr?
Ron, Charmian Carr. She played Liesel in The Sound of Music.
Oh.
You know, the oldest daughter singing in the gazebo with the Nazi?
Yeah. A lot of people died in 2016.
I know. "2016, you were so very mean, so glad that you are gone. Bowie and Prince and many more since, Princess Leia and then her mom.
2016, I need some Dramamine, reeling until I puke. Zsa Gabor, Alan Rickman and more, you even took Patty Duke.
Totally unprepared was I to face a year of grief. Heartbroken and bereft am I. Sorrow is my motif.
2016. Please explain to me why Nugent is still alive. 2017, you better guarantee Betty White survives.
2016, maybe it's all a dream. Tell me that it's a sham. Hero John Glenn and Leonard Cohen, the talented half of Wham.
2016, how could I have foreseen star after star pass on? Gene Wilder's gone, and plus Robert Vaughn, I could go on and on.
Callous and cruel and merciless, taking heroes from my childhood days. That Mrs. Brady was the best. Gary Marshall gave me happy days.
2016, you were so challenging. I drank a lot of booze. 2017, don't do anything. I won't watch.
No, I won't watch. Yes, I won't watch the news.
When we last left our Captain Pirates, land had just been spotted!
Land ho!
And during an intermission, they docked their ship, disembarked, and started their trek into the heart of the island.
The plane! The plane!
No, not that island, the other island.
Why did I pack so much for a 3-hour tour?
No, not that island, the other island.
Islands in the stream, that is what
okay,
we
enough,
are.
Okay, enough. Let's head into the jungle. Does everybody have their map?
Map? What map?
You didn't get your map. Didn't you go to the map maker?
Map maker, map maker, make me a map. Make it so. What? Oh. Oh, no, I didn't have time.
Well, you can borrow mine.
Oh. Or you can borrow mine. Wait, side by side, these two maps don't look quite the same. Oh. There are lots and lots of trees on this one, but not as many trees on that one.
But they both have the X in the same place.
Oh, you're right. Look at that. On this map, the jungle looks much more populated and diverse than the other map. The other map has a lot more plain white sand.
It appears we have a case of alternative maps.
Right or left? Right or left? Audience?
Left.
Oh. All right, let's go find that treasure. Come on, Peg Leg. Peg Leg, let's go. Shake a leg. All right. Shh. We're now in the heart of the jungle. Be careful of the animals. There are lots of strange animals in this jungle.
In the tiki 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 room. Those sound like normal jungle animals. You said there were strange ones.
That was strange.
That was pretty strange.
Bad chicka wow wow.
That was really strange. That was flat ass scary.
Wow, this jungle is diverse.
What? What? It's probably one of Cracker. What? Oh, hell no. This Polly wants a dose Ekis.
This is it. We've reached the spot where the X is on the map. So where's the X?
I don't know. I've searched all the pockets and crevices, and I don't see an X.
I've searched under the julep tree, and I don't see an X.
I've blown all the leaves, and I don't see an X.
Well, I'm trying to stay away from my ex.
Work it.
Love. Exciting and new.
Exactly what are we looking for?
Well, we're not looking for an X on the ground. The X is on the map.
Oh, well, I don't have a map. I don't have a map.
The treasure must be here somewhere.
Look at those trees. They form an X over that waterfall. That's mad, I tell you, mad, mad, mad.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Well, I don't like it. Let's turn that waterfall off.
You can't turn off a waterfall.
Wait, I wonder what this crank does.
Well, somebody open it.
All right.
There it is. The treasure chest.
Quick, open it.
No, you open it.
No, I'll open it. Snakes. Why did it have to have snakes?
Quick, give me an axe. Dang it. Give me a hammer. Dang it. Just give me the key.
Sheep. It's open now.
What is it?
Richer than any treasure you've seen before. It's the 2017 Redwood Curtain season.
Oh, yeah!
It says here, show number one, Emily, la marquise du Châtelet defends her left to not.
Wait, what?
That's
Emily, la marquise du Châtelet defends her left to not.
All right. So the first show of the season is Emily, French, something, French love story. Okay. What's show number two?
Third.
No, show number two.
Third.
No, I don't want third. I want the title of show number two.
Show number two is third.
Show number two can't be third if it's second.
It's not second, it's third.
Forget it. Show number three.
The Legend of Georgia McBride.
What's that show about?
About 2 hours with an intermission. Wah, wah. With drag queens.
Ooh, drag queens. That sounds fun. What's the fourth show?
Well, let's say, it's Disenchanted. I mean, the show is fun. It's somewhat enchanted. So it's not disenchanted. I mean, well, it is disenchanted, the musical, but the show is not disenchanting.
So show number four is a musical.
Yes. Yes. And it really has a lot of good. people in it.
No, that's show number 5.
What?
Good People. Show number 5 is Good People.
People, people who need people.
Not people, people. Just people. Good people.
Well, that all sounds great, but how are we going to divvy up this treasure? Can we all get a piece?
I've been after a piece all night.
Yes, everyone can get a piece. Ticket. Just go to redwoodcurtain.com and order right now, well, after the show, so you don't miss any of the treasures that await you this season.
And now that the pirates have opened the treasure,
hey, hey, blow the man down.
Get tickets now for a full year of pleasure.
Get yourself down and meet in Old Town.
Get yourself, get yourself, get yourself, get yourself,
get yourself, get yourself down and meet in Old Town.
Order now.
Clint, I have another idea for a musical.
What is it?
Well, you know, before Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote the Tony-winning musical Hamilton, he wrote another Tony-winning musical called In the Heights. It was set in a Latino neighborhood in Washington Heights, In the Heights.
Where are you going with this?
I wrote one set in Arcata. It's called In the Bottoms.
Sit down. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the amazing Jenner Cohoon.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. Love's the one thing I've got plenty of. Baby, dreaming a while, scheming a while. Where should I find happiness? And I guess of those things you always pine for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell. Baby, until that lucky day, you know darned well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Pitts.
Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell. No, baby, until that lucky day, you know darned well. Baby, I can't give you anything, but I can't give you anything, but I can't give you anything but love.
Thank you, Jenner.
Thank you. Welcome to the latest hit game show. How gay are you? I'd like to introduce tonight's contestants. Bob is a retired civil engineer who spends his free time gardening and watching football. What's your favorite football team, Bob?
Well, I'm a lifelong Packer fan here.
Nice. And here is his opponent. Stefan is an IT director who loves travel and theater. Stefan, what's your favorite musical?
Wicked.
Oh, okay. Very good. Let's get started. Let's see, how gay are you? Stefan, you get the first question.
who is the pop star fondly referred to as Madge?
Madonna.
Next question. Bob, if I were gay, I might be called a friend of...
Rock Hudson?
Stefan?
Friend of Dorothy, duh.
Now, Bob, what famous bar is considered the birthplace of the gay rights movement?
Oh, no, I know that. I know this one. Stonewall.
Lucky.
Stefan, what was Judy Garland's last movie?
I Could Go On Singing, 1963.
Okay, great job, Stefan. Now, Bob, listen to this one carefully. How many sons does Cher have?
That's an easy one. One son and one daughter. I used to watch her show in the 70s. See, I got some gay.
Chastity is now Chaz now. Answer is two.
Trick question.
Okay, great job so far, gentlemen. Now, for the following questions, state your preference of the two things I list, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, you first. GQ or Field and Stream?
Well, I'm not really an outdoorsy guy, so GQ, I guess.
Stefan, Manhattan or Martini?
Ooh, tough one, Martini.
Bob, Victorian or Craftsman?
Definitely Craftsman.
Stefan, Lamé or Marabou?
Depends on the event.
Bob, comforter or duvet?
What's a duvet?
And now for our lightning round. Now, gentlemen, answer each of these as quickly as you can, and we'll tally your gay at the end. Ready? Best dance music.
Journey.
Beyonce.
Best dog breed.
German Shepherd.
Golden Doodle.
Best TV show.
Game of Thrones.
Downton Abbey.
Best movie musical.
Spinal Tap.
Xanadu.
Best Star Wars movie.
The Force Awakens.
Ooh, the one with Carrie Fisher.
She was in four of them, duh.
Gentlemen, please. Best Bond movie.
Goldfinger.
Which is the one with Judi Dench?
Best meal.
Thanksgiving.
Brunch.
Oh, time is up. Excellent job, gentlemen. Now let's tally up your scores and see just how gay are you. Stefan? Your score is 83. Stefan, you are 83% gay. Congratulations. Now, let's see how well Bob did. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. You are only 27% gay.
What? That can't be right. Is that all? I love Lady Gaga.
Oh, too bad, Bob. Stefan is our big gay winner. And now, tell Stefan what he's won.
Stefan gets a 2-week vacation on Fire Island and a $1,000 shopping spree at Bed Bath and Beyond. Yawn.
Oh. Thank you, everybody. Now, don't forget to tune in to our sister show, How Lesbian Are You? Where she with the most flannel wins.
Beth is who you're calling when you want to buy a home. She and her team are searching so that you won't need to roam. Just a few short questions and she'll be right there for you. I know she's part of a Remax, and Beth, she works for you. She's honest through and through.
Beth Wayne, Remax Humboldt Realty.
redwoodcoastrealestate.com.
And now, the decade of decadence, Zounds X finale.
Is this the real life? Is this just radio? In Humboldt County, at this beautiful casino, bid on some stuff. You can't have enough, you'll see. At Redwood Curtain, we love to parody.
Because it's lots of shows that aim to please. Comedies and tragedies.
Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
Sometimes there are matinees.
For me. Mama just saw a play called Taming of the Shrews. It earned excellent reviews. Mama, there's been so much more. So many shows, I cannot list them all. Mama, ooh, a new season has begun. I'd like to tell you all what plays we're doing. Come along, because theater really matters. First up is Emily, La Marquise du Châtelet, defends her life tonight. That title, it's a long one, but you've got to go. Gotta see the fun and romance on the way. Mama, I wish I'd bought a season pass for all. Third Disenchanted, something called Good People. Good People and the Legend of Georgia McBride.
Fancy sights and lighting, very much exciting me.
I'm so happy just to go.
Magnifico.
I'm just an actress, nobody loves me.
She's just an actress that you should go and see, playing her role with such fierce honesty.
Easy come, easy go, let's go to the show.
Act one, here goes.
We want to see the show.
Act two, go.
We want to see the show.
Let's go.
Finale. We want to see the show. Want to see the show. Want to see the show. See the show. Go, 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 go. Oh, Redwood Curtain, Redwood Curtain.
Redwood Curtain, let us go.
The drama gods have a part that's written just for me. Me with great parody.
So you think you can get me to bid on such quality?
Theater, you did this to me, theater.
Just gotta get out to the show.
Ah, ah, ah.
Theater really matters. Theater really matters to me. Redwood Curtain Theater.
That's our show. Thank you very much for listening to Zounds X, A Decade of Decadence, featuring the writing talents and voices of Julie Angles, Terry Desch, Bonnie Halverson, Ron Halverson, Charlie Heinberg, and Peggy Metzger. The piano stylings of Mr. Larry Pitts, and the scintillating serenades of Ms. Jenner Cohoon. Our live show tonight was broadcast by the good folks at K-Hum by Master DJ Cliff Berkowitz. Our sound was expertly engineered by Sam Safir and Universal Balance Productions. Here in the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino, and brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. Tell them you heard it on Zounds. Season 2017 is just beginning. Visit us online at redwoodcurtain.com to order season tickets, make a donation, and to get show information. Season 27 opens in 2 weeks with Emily, A Love Story. Get your season tickets now. This is Clint Rebick for Redwood Curtain Theater. Good night.
You've been listening to Zounds X, live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel. This is KHUM, cutting Eureka Arcata, and of course Blue Lake, and streaming on the web at khum.com. And now, get into my Star Trek device and beam myself back to the studio in Ferndale.